This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for June 14th, episode 2203, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
And coming up on today's show, Marlene and Jamie Lewenberg are going to stop by and tell us all about New Jersey Horse of the Month. Yes, it's a thing. And then celebrities in the news, our favorite, just before we go down the rabbit hole that is really bad ads. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. You know, I love the fact that we can put something out into the universe and people respond. Remember we announced it was New Jersey's Horse of the Month, and we were like, wow, you know, they do that in New Jersey? And then we get this listener who happens to say that her daughter was New Jersey Equestrian of the Year in 2017.
Because I, you know, and I still contend that all of New Jersey is like Newark, and there's probably, she's the only horse person in the entire state, but apparently that's not true. So we're going to learn a little bit more about it. And I'm sure everybody in New Jersey, because we have a lot of New Jersey listeners that are cussing me right now. We're going to learn more. So yeah, I'm open-minded. I'm ready to take it in.
We do have a lot of New Jersey listeners. And Jennifer, it appears that we had to go to a backup computer today. The host computer has fallen off. So maybe you could come over here and call in again. But anyway, I wanted to tell you that something fun. I know you talk about your critter adventures there all the time. Last couple of days when I've been going out to feed Nigel. Now, our property is 11 acres and it's long and narrow. So it's probably 1 acre wide and 11 acres long.
Oh, wow.
And we live at one end, and then our landlords live in the middle and with the barn in between us. And then there's fields beyond their house. And Nigel's at the way end field all by himself. Now, he's a couple acres, but it's way at the end. Now, don't feel bad for Nigel. He has a whole bunch of horsey neighbors because we live in a horsey neighborhood. And there are these cute Arabian girls that live next door to him, about 10 of them. And he loves his girls. They hang out at the fence together all day.
Yes, like Arabian day. Sorry. You said Arabian girls. I'm like, I think of the movie.
And it's so funny because when on occasion Scooter gets to go out there, there's too much grass for him. But when he gets to go out there, they fight over the Arabian girls over the fence because Scooter thinks they're pretty cute, too.
How you doing?
But the last couple of days, I go out there and there's been another family living in his field, literally in his field. And that is a turkey family. It appears to be mom and dad and 14 kids.
Nope.
Can you imagine having 14 babies at once? That's a lot of eggs.
Oh, my God.
And they're so cute.
Yeah, what are they?
Turkeys.
Turkeys. I thought they were peacocks.
No, they're turkeys, and they're all over the field out there. And today, I went out in through the gate, and I saw them over to the right. And they weren't bothering anybody. They were over to the right. And then all of a sudden, I go out and feed Nigel, and I come back, and they are sitting on the gate challenging me, going, meh. You're not getting out of here. The two.
And they're wild, or are they pets?
They're wild, yeah. Mom and dad were sitting on the gate looking at me, and all the little babies were underneath the gate, all milling around. Hold on 1 second. Jennifer's got a mute here. You're hearing me twice.
I feel like I need to warn you about something that could happen with the large bird.
Okay, what can happen with a large turkey bird?
We're having a little... Now, I have not witnessed this, but apparently it happened yesterday, and I don't know if it's like Chad being super dramatic or Lucas being, you know, like super dramatic, but apparently Harry Potter is definitely a boy.
Yeah.
We got that right. Harry Potter's a boy, and apparently Harry Potter decided that...
She's looking
Chad
really cute.
Said that he was like trying to hump Lucas.
I warned you, geese can be nasty.
I'm sorry. Did you say that his pet geese is trying to hump him? And he was like, it just looked like it. He came up and he was like rubbing his neck on him. And then he started like jumping up and flapping his wings.
Yep,
on
that's
him
what geese
stuff.
Do.
I was like, no. And so I went out and I was like, Harry Potter, what have you been doing? And he's like, nothing. Actually, he's like, I don't know. He's making some weight like noises that sound like dinosaurs. But anyway, apparently this is something that's happening. So I need to.
I think Nigel's safe.
Trainer. Yeah, Nigel's probably okay.
Yeah, 16 but you, hands, I
if
think
you're trying to walk through the gate, they're like, fresh meat.
I think that probably, before people correct me who saw the picture I posted, I think we have two girls, and this might be two litters, because it doesn't look like any male turkeys in the bat, you know, as far as adults. It looks like two ladies shushing their kids around, but they are cute. I got to say, the little ones are really cute. And they eat bugs. So there's that. Do you think they eat fire ants? I'd really like it if they were eating fire ants, because we got
that
enough of those.
That is called an anteater, and they have long tongues. No, I don't think anything eats ants besides those.
All right, let's do some Daily Winnies. Happy birthday to some of our auditors. We have Lindsay Pierce. Happy birthday, Lindsay. Stephanie Elizabeth. And Mary Ellen Murphy. Also, a happy birthday to Ruthie Meyer, who is Joe Meyer's wife, host of the Eventing Radio Show. So happy birthday to all of you. I hope you have a fun birthday weekend and get to do something exciting, like a cake. I'm really hungry for cake.
That's exciting.
That's exciting.
So I don't typically drink coffee during the show. Usually I have a cup of coffee before the show, and I'm currently with it in my hands because I did not sleep last night. Did they make thunder shirts for humans? Because I have been living in Arizona for way too long. I moved to Oklahoma last night, like 4:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock. We just had some storm roll through, and I'm talking lightning and thunder, like shook the house. I was so scared. Lucas is in his room. I'm like, I better go comfort him. He was
sound asleep,
sawing logs, man. And I'm like, oh my God. And all the dogs, they don't care. None of my dogs care about storms. So I'm freaking out, and it's so loud and it's shaking the house. And I just, I get super anxiety. So I don't sleep. So I go out this morning to feed. We got like 2 inches of rain and like, you know, or 4 inches of rain an hour. I don't know. It was like a ton of rain. And I go outside and I'm looking at the horses. I'm like, okay, there's Mare and Foal and there's Duke and there's Zeus and there's Drax. And wait a second, where is Zara? Okay, well, like, I'm no mathematician or whatever, but like, I'm gonna give you a math problem to solve, Glenn. Okay, are you
ready? I got my paper and pencil and my calculator.
Okay, so Zara lives with Groot and Drax in a big field. Hold on 1 second.
What's that's up, buddy? Three horses in big field. Got it.
Three horses in a big field, and it is completely surrounded by a 4-foot electric fence.
Okay. Okay. Three horses, four foot fence. Got it.
4-foot electric fence. And Zara is the rest of my property. I've put it on because we're growing hay in the back, so they have to be all that. So there's just maybe like a 2-acre area. So 3 horses, 2 acres, 4-foot fence, and a missing 2-year-old. There's a filly missing. Okay, the 2 thoroughbreds are happily eating the grass, and the filly's not there. So
can I guess? Can I guess? Can I guess?
There's not. I'm still going to give you the rest of the clues. There is nothing wrong with the electric fence. Nothing. It's perfectly up. It is turned on. It is all in the right spots. It's still just level along the top. It's perfect. And I'm like, Zara, where are you? And I see a little, like 10 acres back, a little head pop up in this, you know,
shoulder
deep.
Right?
Hayfield. Yeah, totally.
She jumped the fence.
How my 2-year-old filly jumped a 4-foot electric fence in the probably the midst of a storm because she was born in Arizona. She's like me. She needs a thunder shirt to get through these storms. The horses that live and were born in Arizona didn't, or in Oklahoma, didn't care. Didn't care at all. Gruden drags it from here. They don't care. And then we've got Zara who's like, I'm leaving. And apparently, I mean, that's the math problem is how did she get out? How did she get out? She's not wet. She's like, she doesn't have like mud on her from going under or sliding under.
Jumping that horse yet?
Man, I'm going to the Olympic Games. You mark my words right now.
Man, that's bad though. When you have a jumper, that's bad. I mean, when it jumps over the fence. That's
I can't.
We had
have
one
two
of those.
Deuces.
That wasn't any fun.
I already have a locksmith. I don't need
a jumper.
A jumper. Oh God. What did I get myself into? Oh, Lord. But anyway, so she's super talented.
Way,
I think that's
the
only way
she
could get
out. Did
she
let you catch her?
Oh, but I called her. She came running back up like, you're not going to believe what I found.
There's
all
back
this food.
Here.
Now I'm going to have to pick a billion ticks off her later, but whatever. She's happy. And then I go feed hay and she's like, I'm full. She didn't eat a bite.
I bet she didn't.
Stuffed.
By the way, I hate it when I wake up in the thunderstorms and Jennifer sleeps through the whole thing. That really pisses me off.
It's so stressful. I was like, what's going to happen? My son, I just think lightning is going to come through the window. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. There's no trees near my house. I'm like, we're going to get crushed by a tree. I don't know. I'm like, should I go to the shelter? I don't want to go to the shelter because then I might drown. What happens if the water comes up through the shelter? It is a real problem being me. Chad says it all the time. He's like, it must be so hard being you.
Well, we have time here before we go to our first guest to help a listener. Why don't we do that?
Oh, yes. Tiffany, one of our listeners, posted this on our Horses in the Morning Auditor private super Facebook page. And she said, I felt like there was a recent episode where Glenn and Jamie talked about a condition where horses go down when you tighten the girth. It had something to do with blood pressure. What was the name of that condition? What episode was it? I need to share this with a friend, but I can't figure it out. Thanks in advance. And I said, this is important enough to actually just talk about again, because it is something that there is not a lot of studies. And I am, like I said, I'm not a mathematician, I'm not a doctor, but I have had an incredibly immense amount of experience with vasovagal syncope.
Okay? I was going to say that. You didn't let me.
Oh, go ahead. You say it.
Vasovagal sympathy.
Sympathy. Or syncope. Anyway, basically it is something that happens when, not just, you know, when somebody sees the sight of blood and they pass out, it's like an elevation in blood pressure. All of a sudden it makes things pass out. Well, Joey, my old horse, he's standing there and you tighten the girth, he would stand there and then he would just drop on the ground like he had been shot, like he was dead. Undo the girth, he pops right back up. So it was a real learning process on how to actually put a saddle on him. And I loved some of the responses underneath this comment on this Facebook page. Like Terry says, I have a quarter horse with this. And the chiropractor suggested building up his back muscles, but we just ride him bareback. Well, I don't want to ride this little skinny thoroughbred who'd never been ridden bareback forever. I just did not. So we had to figure out a way to do it. And if you guys recall, when I was in Wyoming, I'm going to give you another example of it. That horse that I started, it was a little roan mare. And my God, she just got crazy when you went to put the girth on. And she displayed the problems with syncope and with her behavior. She would like run into you. And then there's some horses that pin their ears and they wing their tail, or they stomp their feet, or they kick at you when you go to tighten the girth. All of these are responses to the girth being put on. And they all have different, there's like a spider web of nerves under where the girth goes. Okay. I'm just
They're
trying to like burn
the vasovagal nerves.
Sure. Something like that. That's not actually.
I'm sure that's exactly how it's pronounced.
Well, the vasovagal is like, as a means blood, like change in blood pressure. Again, I'm not scientific. I just have had experience with this. Here's how you fix it. Okay. what happens is the horse, it's like just a reaction when they pass out, when they fall, but it's also just a reaction of this nerve, these bunch of nerves. Think of it like a spider web that gets all crushed and you want to like lay it down for like a piece of paper that gets all crushed and you want to like lay it flat again. So anyway, what you want to do for a horse that does this is the one in Wyoming that was so bad. We actually learned that if we walk it and tighten the girth at the same time while it was walking, the response, the panic response left. Okay. Now with Joey, with him, he would just fall to the ground and pass out. So he was as dramatic of a case of this as you could possibly get. So what we did with him is you just tighten the girth one hole and walk him. And walk him down and back the barn aisle and then tighten the hole and walk him down and back, tighten the hole while we walk him back. But he was so weird about pressure that you couldn't even have a tight noseband on him. He would freak out. The first time he ever wore boots, he liked the tight boots on his back legs. He couldn't walk. Like anything with him that was really tight all of a sudden, he could not handle it. So you even had to like slowly tighten the noseband and slowly tighten the boots. It was so strange. But basically, it's just a response that can be fixed. I was somewhere and this guy had this horse tied up and he's like, man, every time I tighten the girth, he's so bad. He just flips over backwards. And I'm like, he's not doing that because he's bad. He's doing that. It's a nerve response, like something that they're doing to tell you. My horse growing up, if you tighten the girth, he would stand there and stand there and stand there and just rear immediately, all of a sudden, like straight up in the air, fling his front legs out, land, and he was fine. So basically, it was just all the skin underneath and the nerves underneath the girth needed to be like moved around. So walking them is the best way to fix it. If you can walk them and tighten it, if you can tighten it one tiny little bit and walk them, that is going to solve that problem for you as best as it can. I mean, in my experience, I know that other people have different methods, but to me, just take your time getting tacked up and take your time putting all the stuff around them and just show them and walk them and all that. So that would be what I would tell you, Tiffany, to tell your friend. There you go.
Very good. Well, and we have another one of those later in the show, don't we? We're going to have, I think you have,
we have one more training tip. Okay. It was from the last batch that of people asking questions.
All right, good. Well, let's, you know, if you remember last week or the week before, we mentioned that it was New Jersey Month of the Horse, and we were just kind of making fun of that, and Jamie thinks that the only thing in New Jersey is Newark. So,
because I've been there for hours stuck.
Well, that's the problem. Most people never get out of the airport. So I happen to know, having lived in Pennsylvania and traveled through all parts of New Jersey, that there's a pretty part, and that'd be south of Newark, is where the pretty part is, and to the west of Newark. So we had Marlene, one of our auditors, posted on our auditor page that she listened to Friday's show, and her daughter was New Jersey Equestrian of the Year, and her name is Jamie. So we have them both here. Hi, Marlene. Hi, Jamie.
Hi. Hello.
Marlene, let's start with you. Thank you, one, for being an auditor. And you, I love what you posted. You thought also before you moved to New Jersey that it was only Newark, right?
Well, yeah, because that's the part that everybody sees, right? It's just the shipping containers and the wasting away chemical plants and the swamp, right? That's all anybody sees when they fly in and out. And of course, the people in Newark are always so warm and welcoming as well, you know, checking their nails and drinking their coffee.
She said coffee. I love it. I love it already.
Coffee.
And, but you found
picking
there was
their nails
another...
and drinking their coffee.
Why did you move to the other part of Jersey?
Well, you know, it was funny because I work in the pharmaceutical industry. So, I mean, I knew it was somewhat inevitable that all roads eventually lead to New Jersey. But I have to tell you, it's one of the last places on earth I ever wanted to live. But when we came to look for a house here, you know, after, of course, getting over the sticker shock, the, you know, we found Hunterdon County, which is where we live. And when I first saw it, I was like, okay, wow. I get it. This is why they call it the Garden State, because it's beautiful rolling farmlands. It's nicely wooded. There's all those great farms that grow the famous Jersey tomatoes and all the things that they sell in the produce farmers market in the city. You know, people have backyard chickens and it's just, it's a really, really pretty part of the state, and there's tons of horses.
Where in the state is Hunterdon County?
So it is almost directly west of Newark, west and south, depending on where in the county you are. Where we live is almost directly west. It's west and a little south. It's and the town we live in is literally on the river. Our mailing address town is Milford, which is right on the river, the Delaware River. You cross over the bridge, you're in Pennsylvania.
So you're really more in the northern part of the state then.
Yeah, it's almost, it's middle northern.
Yep.
and way west.
Gotcha. So you're a horse person. Tell us about what kind of horses you have. Do you show?
Me personally, yep. I've been doing relatively little riding. I'm more of the owner and horse mom extraordinaire.
Got it.
Lately, my job keeps me pretty busy, but it's still a great passion of mine, and I stay as connected as I possibly can. And as soon as my work schedule allows it, I try to hop on there and whenever Jamie lets me ride one of her horses.
that brings us to Jamie. Hi, Jamie. So, Jamie, how old were you when you moved to New Jersey?
I was about 12. Yeah, definitely 12.
And did you say, Mom, there's no way?
Darling, you were, I think you were 10.
10? Okay. So you were at the age where...
No, did, really?
Did you go, there's no way in heck I'm moving to New Jersey, Mom. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, actually. It was, it wasn't so nice. Because, you know, we had a couple of horses and we were living in Nebraska. And, you know, the people there were all really nice. You know, I was really happy there. And then, you know, she and my dad sat us down and they were like, you know, we're moving to New Jersey.
And you're like,
and my
why?
First thoughts were, oh no, like, how are we ever going to keep a horse in New Jersey?
That's right. It's all like Newark.
And sure enough, there are plenty of farms here.
Isn't
plenty
it
of very nice farms at that.
Isn't it ironic that a few years later after that conversation, your New Jersey equestrian of the year? I mean, that's kind of ironic.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's actually an interesting thing. I didn't know that that title existed, but apparently how it works is the state of New Jersey has a bunch of, you know, local equestrian clubs that are all, like, you know, members, and they all go to meetings with the, you know, the Board of Agriculture and such, and, you know, the horse industry has its own representatives in that organization, so that it gets fairly represented in the government. And so each organization that has representatives can submit a member to compete to be the Equestrian of the Year. It's actually a kind of funny story because I actually mostly do eventing and some dressage, but I actually was the representative for the Palomino Horse Breeders Association of New Jersey. Because a person who boards also at the same barn we have our horses at has a really nice Palomino that she let me show for a couple of years in the Palomino classes. So that was a really neat connection. And she suggested that I do the contest, which was essentially, there was an essay and, you know, basically a survey. And then there was a public speaking portion. And then, you know, they had three judges who had varying roles in the horse industry. And, you know, they chose a winner out of all the participants.
What were your duties as New Jersey Equestrian of the Year in 2017?
They were essentially to make a handful of public appearances to represent the horse industry. The first thing I did is we have a big agriculture convention in Atlantic City. And so I, you know, went there to, you know, represent the horse industry, you know, shake hands with the governor and all that. And then the main thing was kicking off the month of the horse for June. And I know this year the place that they chose to highlight was Mid-Atlantic, which is, you know, a great veterinary clinic, has a lot of state-of-the-art stuff. And but the year I was Equestrian of the Year, they highlighted one of the big standardbred breeding farms down near the Horse Park of New Jersey in Allentown.
Oh, yeah.
And essentially, how that works is, like, you know, a bunch of the state representatives will come out to the farm, and, like, the Secretary of Agriculture will be there, and everybody says a few words, and the governor, right, like, you know, has a prepared letter that he's signed that he sends with one of the senators, and basically everyone says a few words, and, you know, you take a tour of the facility that they're highlighting, and essentially it's to bring together different parts of the horse industry so that everybody, you know, gets highlighted and connected.
We joke
to make it, you know, stronger from within.
We joke about it, but there are a lot of horse people and horses in New Jersey, aren't there?
There are a ton.
Yeah, that's what I
thought.
There's
actually, I think the statistic is there's more horses per square mile in New Jersey than other states. There are other states that have more horses. There are other states that are better known for their horses. But because New Jersey is small and densely populated, when you do it per square mile, I think they have the most, New Jersey has the most horses.
Got it. Please tell me, Jamie, they didn't make you wear a sash, you know, like the beauty queens wear. Please tell me.
Oh, that. Yeah.
You did?
Sash and tiara, the whole,
no,
the whole
really?
9 yards, man.
I'm going to ask.
That was
ask.
Somewhat disappointing.
Yeah,
me.
I would say.
Horse chicks don't wear sashes.
Yes.
Now, Jamie, I'm going to ask you the honest question. Well, first of all, how old are you?
21.
Okay, you're 21. And are you in college or you go to school still in New Jersey?
I actually dropped out to try to pursue a career professionally with horses.
Okay.
So
because my like question was, when you like, is your goal someday, you're like, oh my God, someday I am going to get out of this town and move somewhere else with my horses? Or are you like, I am a New Jersey girl?
Well, why would I do that? There's so much, you know, so close. I can, you know, trailer my horse 10 minutes and have a lesson with Ann Krasinski if I wanted. You know, there's so many opportunities here.
That's
and there's
awesome.
So many really good shows that are quite close. It's a pretty good place to be.
That's
I would
awesome.
Consider maybe going to Pennsylvania because it's a little cheaper and you still have, like, you know, the same kind of opportunities. Well, but, you know, New Jersey is a pretty good place to be if you have horses. And, you know, as an event rider, there's plenty of, you know, good opportunities.
See, that's what I needed to hear was out of the mouth of babes. Okay. Do you want to stay there or are you one of those kids like, I can't wait to get out of this town? And she wants to stay. So that's a heavy vote for New Jersey.
Well, she's not too far, actually. You're not too far a drive down to the horse part of Pennsylvania outside of Philadelphia either, where all the shows are and stuff. That's a pretty easy jaunt for you to get down there. Being an inventor, you can get to Fair Hill and all of that. I mean, you've got a lot going on there in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair Hill, Plantation Fields. I could, you know, we could drive to all those places and back in the same day if we wanted to.
I want a lesson with Ann Krasinski.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that's not a bad
deal. Her farm is actually only like, she's only like 15 minutes from us.
Have you had a lesson with
Ann
Krasinski?
Well, and not only that, but we. Go ahead.
Have you had one, Jamie? A lesson with her?
No, I have not.
Okay, I was wondering how she was.
tell them what you did have. Tell them what you did have, Jamie.
What are you talking about? Which thing are you talking about?
It's the reason I am the best mom ever.
Oh,
well, one of the many reasons.
A while back, it was a good few years ago now. I don't remember exactly when, but you know, she entered a drawing to win a week at Philip Dutton's eventing camp. And well, you know, shockingly enough, she won. So I got to go spend a week with Philip Dutton with my horse.
How was that?
It was an amazing experience. It made a really big difference, you know, in my riding and, you know, in the horse's training. It was just really incredible.
He's a nice place too.
And he's in driving distance too, is my point.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. And we go to Boyd Martin's farm to school all the time.
Well, aren't they together?
He
oh
has
my
a beautiful
gosh.
Schooling facility.
Well, New Jersey sounds amazing. How's the winter?
Winter sucks sometimes, but it's not awful. It could be worse.
So basically, you just need to hop a ride for you and your horse in Phillip's trailer when they head south down to Ocala for the winter.
You can come down and hang out with us.
I don't know. I like Aiken a little better.
Okay, there you go. Sounds good.
Well, you guys, you're a good representative. I can see why you were picked. You're a good representative for New Jersey, and we're glad that you guys. Marlene, thank you so much for responding. We're glad that you guys came on to tell us about all the virtues of New Jersey. And now we can never say it's just Newark anymore. Can never say it anymore.
Nope. No, but I sympathize with the people who have never seen it, because you have to kind of see it to believe it. If all you've ever seen is Newark, I get it.
And I will put a plug some of the southern parts. When you get down in the southern part heading toward Cape May and stuff down there, it is just all farms. I mean, it's all farms down there. They grow all kinds of stuff down there. It's between Philadelphia and south and the coast. It's very pretty down there. It is neat. Well, thank you guys. We appreciate it.
And they produce a lot of blueberries.
And good luck there, Jamie, with your eventing career.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, there you go. She's a good representative for New Jersey. She schooled you. She schooled you. Why would I leave? What's wrong with you,
Jamie? Exactly. Well, that's what I wanted to know is, like, is it one of those, like, I can't wait to get out of this town, you know? Or is it like, I love my town. I'm never leaving, you know? I mean,
well, and let's face it. Marlene sounds like the mom of the year. So probably she's paying for a lot of stuff. So good for her.
Why would you leave? Exactly. I don't blame you.
Exactly. Marlene's a trip. We need to have her back on. Marlene, you want to co-host sometime for one of us? She'd be a trip. All right. Thank you for that. We really appreciate them coming on. We have as I always say, we have the best listeners.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Well, I've got some news for you just to let everybody know kind of what's going on with my favorite non-Kentucky Derby winner, and that is Maximum Security. He is going to race again this weekend. I'm so excited. We're going to see Maximum Security in the Pegasus Stakes at Monmouth, speaking of New Jersey. He's going to be running at Monmouth this Saturday, June 16th, and his first start since his, and Glenn, just a reminder who Maximum Security is. He's that horse that clearly won the Kentucky Derby that got disqualified.
Is he going to be ridden by the same jockey?
I didn't get that far, but I'm sure he will be. Let me see here.
That's an interesting question, because obviously the jockey got the blame, you know, but did anybody ever decide, was there an investigation into it? Whatever happened with that?
Oh, there's still a whole bunch of drama and they're in court and everything, lawsuits going on and everything like that. So I don't know who the jockey is. It does not say in this, but still the same trainer, Jason Service. So we will know, I guess, on Sunday. I didn't get that far. You can't ask me follow-up questions. I just had the headline.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. Hey, you know what else is? Oh, no, you go ahead and do your news.
I was going to go to celebrities in the news.
Yeah, well, I was just going to tell you that speaking of celebrities in the news, Iconic, one of our listener, told me that.
I don't remember.
Oh, God. Iconic is Zenyatta's second son.
Oh, another one of the loser babies. What happened to this?
Hey, who do you think you're talking about? Iconic is moving to his next career as an off-the-track thoroughbred in California. Again, nobody has called me one time.
You didn't get this one. You do the radio show for off-the-track thoroughbreds.
I know. I liked actually this one better than Cosmic One. And Zyconic actually, they, you know, showed a little promise. I don't know what happened. But anyway, he's now going to live with some like people in California, and they're not me. Linda Moss and George Black.
Time for some celebrities and horses in the news. The first part of this whole thing will be dominated by my favorite celebrity, and that's Kaylee Cuoco.
I mean, seriously, this is not celebrities in the news. It's celebrity in the news.
In the news. That's correct. And when you have Kaylee Cuoco involved, you only need one celebrity. So, as we all know, she married Carl Cook, the jumper, and out of California. And Noelle Floyd did an article, The Five Things We Learned from Hanging Out with Carl and Kaylee. They hung out with them for a day. And here are the five things you need to know. Carl isn't just a show-up-and-ride kind of dude. This made me happy. He apparently is involved with everything with every horse, from feeding to working them to making sure he even designed the watering system that was in the ring. I mean, he's very involved with everything that happens. A lot of times with these professional jumper riders, they're not so involved. But apparently he's very involved, so I was happy to hear that.
And something else I noticed about Carl, I watched the video, is it doesn't matter what your social or financial strata, you always have more horses than stalls. 24 stalls, 30 horses.
That is true. You do get that by watching the video. This will make you happy about Kaylee.
Where do they live? Let me ask.
In California. I forget the name of the ranch, but it's in California. Okay. Kaylee put on her wedding dress in the feed room, literally to between buckets of grain and soaking beet pulp. Doesn't that make you happy? And walk down the aisle in the barn. So they got married.
I really like her. I think she's awesome. I just didn't like the show. You know, you act like I don't like her personally. It really wasn't. It was just the laugh track.
Well, number three, cooking. I was happy to hear this. Cooking is a huge part of their life. Apparently, Carl was a master cook. And you're going to like this. He's a vegetarian. He cooks up all kinds of meals. And he even has an herb garden growing on the side of the arena. But he does cook meat for friends and family, but he is all veggie, apparently. So I thought you'd like that.
Is she a vegetarian?
No, she is not. From what I read, she is not a vegetarian, which is why he's cooking meat for her. This is interesting. I knew they met at a horse show. I didn't know exactly what the story was, but they met at Hits Coachella, which happens every year out there in the winter. It's kind of the Wellington out there in California. But they were focused on the horse show, and a mutual friend introduced them, and they both kind of were like, hi, and went on their own way. Carl had another second thoughts about it, apparently, and hopped on his mini bike and brought a glass of champagne to Kaylee in the barn aisle. But what he didn't know is Kaylee hates champagne.
Oh, my God. It still worked out.
Apparently, they still talk to each other, and now they got married. But it didn't have a love-at-first-sight start to the whole thing. And then riding is a huge part of their life for both of them, as we both know they show, but they have separate places. They have different barns. They have their own programs, their own trainers. So they do it separately. And apparently Carl has learned a hard way, like all horse husbands do, that you do not coach your wife. She has
absolutely not. You can't coach your kids. You don't coach your wife.
She said, Kaylee says this is a little hard for Carl, but he's gotten the hang of it. My guess is there's been
really
a discussion
smart.
Or two about that. So...
they're both very accomplished equestrians. You know what? You keep your stuff over there. Don't you borrow. Give me back my manure fork.
That's right.
Hey, that's a shaking fork. You bring up. Where did it go? You took it out of my barn.
By the way, watch the video. They have a very nice barn, as you would expect somebody who made $1 million an episode to have.
God.
Very nice barn. Wait a minute. In another bit of celebrities in the news, this would be the Queen. Well, the Queen every year has an official birthday celebration where they bring out the guards all on horseback and all of that. There are 1,400 soldiers, 400 musicians, and 200 horses that parade and celebrate the Queen's official birthday. And now, for 2 years in a row, a rider has gotten dumped. Major Hall of the Regiment of Irish Guards was riding around doing his thing during the celebration, and he fell off, and the medics had to rush to his side. He didn't get up, and they carried him off in a stretcher. They said his injuries are not life-threatening, which in royal speak means he was hurt. Yeah, right?
It says the horse fell on him.
It did. The horse fell on him. But I love what the Ministry of Defense spokesman said. This is how they put it. We need to change our vernacular and use this from now on. Major Hall was dismounted on today's Queen's birthday parade. He was immediately treated by medical staff and taken to the hospital. He was dismounted. So instead of saying we fell off, let's just start using I was dismounted.
I love it.
Isn't that a great way of saying you were dumped?
I was dismounted.
I was dismounted. It sounds so polite and so like you just hopped off and you landed on your feet and everything's fine. By the way, if you remember correctly, it happened last year too. Field Marshal Lord Guthrie went down to the tarmac as he fell off riding his horse behind the carriage. Remember, we talked about that. You saw the video of the carriage and then his horse freaked out and he got dumped and it was right behind the Queen's carriage. So this is the second year in a row that people have been getting
dumped. I wonder if he still works for them or did he get fired?
I don't know. That's a good question. One of the things we're going to do when we go to London on our vacation in a little over a month right now is we are going to go to the Royal Mews. That's been on my list. So we are going to go visit the Royal Mews. I'm hoping. Apparently it was really hot this year. Five of the troops that were, you know, on the ground marching and doing all that with their big hats and all that clothing, the red clothing they wear, five of them passed out. So they kept
vasovagal syncope.
Yes, one. Exactly. They tightened their girths too tight.
Their chin strap was too tight.
All right, let's help another listener.
All right, one more question. And this was Lisa said, I have a problem with one of the other mares in my horse's field. She isn't mine, but she is a heck of a beep. When I try to bring my horse into the field, she gladly tries to push my horse against the electric fence or the gate. The only way I can do this safely is by putting myself in between the dominant mare and my horse because she won't push me, but she'll push my horse against me. How do I solve this safely? Man, that is a great question because it is the worst when you've got a dominant horse that is out in the field and you can't bring your horse in. I've been there. It sucks. And there's a couple things you can do. You know, the easiest thing to do is to bring that horse in first. But obviously it's not yours and maybe you don't want to do that. And maybe that's a problem. Well, you got a little homework to do, but it will be awesome. Okay, so have you ever seen the plastic bag on the end of a stick? Okay, I want you to go to MontyRobertsUniversity.com and check it out. Because basically what you do is you have a really long stick with plastic, like plastic bags from the Kroger, you know, on him. And they're really small and balled up. And you get the horse used to the stick end. And then you slowly get your horse used to the plastic bags being put on her shoulder, right around her withers. And you make it bigger and you make the plastic bag bigger and you expand on it until you've got an entire like six Kroger bags hanging down off of this stick and you can wave it all around your horse and you can touch your horse in the back. You can touch the horse on the legs. You can touch a horse on the head. You just totally get them to where they just don't care anymore because they've been completely desensitized to it because they've realized you're not going to hurt them with it. So that is something you can train your horse to do. How does that help me bring the horses in, Jamie? I still can't go get my horse in the field because there's this dominant mare. Guess what? She's not desensitized to it. She doesn't know that a plastic bag on a stick is not going to eat her. So what you do is you go out to get your horse with your plastic bag on a stick. Your horse doesn't care about the plastic bag on a stick. The other horses think it's a monster. So when you go out there and you put your halter on and that mare comes towards you, you don't have to shake it too big in her face. All you have to do is lift it up and let her see those plastic bags on the stick and she's going to bolt. Careful because your horse might bolt too because it's herd mentality. But just start to carry that with you and use the plastic bag on the stick. Shake it. You don't have to hit it on the ground or hit any horse with it. Just shake it and that will clear the other horses out of the way. Your horse doesn't care about it because she knows it's not anything that's going to hurt her. That is something that I would try. That is how I have had to do this. But unfortunately, I have three horses in the same field, members Zara, Groot, and Drax, and all of them have been completely desensitized to the plastic bag.
I was going to say, and unless the other horse is trained by Monty, then you're in trouble.
Well, this one, I'm like, Zara, it's just, it's every day. They're all trying to get in at the same time. All mine, they're not biting fighting anybody. They just all want to be first. So I'm trying to figure out a way, Lisa, kind of the same way, even though all mine have been desensitized to this plastic bag on a stick, they're still monsters. So good luck. Let me know how that works. That is what I did first. Now that all of them don't care about the plastic on the stick, I'm going to have to move to something else. But other than that, that's what
well,
I would do first.
I have a suggestion for you and Lisa. Apparently, baby Zara, who's not a baby anymore, is the one who came up with the solution. Just teach him to jump the fence. And when you want her out, just call her over.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Please, I do not want to encourage that again. I called Chad. I was like, what is going on? How did she get out? Did you leave the fence off? What happened? Did you take what happened with the
horse? Of course, you blamed the horse husband first.
Well, he was messing about with it yesterday. And he's like,
typical. Blame the horse husband. It has to be the horse husband's fault. Can't be the horse's fault.
He was the one who was trying to go through it and cutting down vines off the oak trees yesterday in the field, and he drove out there, and so he must have turned it off, but apparently he didn't.
You owe him forgiveness. You do.
He's got plenty. Don't you worry. He's fine.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for some really bad ads. That time of the week when our listeners submit ads they usually find on Facebook or Craigslist, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. If you don't like your radio host picking on things, then turn us off now and come back on Monday, because that's what this whole segment is about. Although, I got good news for you, Jamie. We don't have to work very hard today. We got tons of submissions from our listeners.
Everybody wants your box of crap.
I know. The box of crap seems to be pretty popular, and that is what we're giving away at the end of the month, is a box of crap out of my closet. And I got more crap in for the box, so the box is getting pretty big. It's going to be a big box of crap. You'll be very happy when you win it.
By the way, for those who are new, a big box of crap is all sorts of stuff that Glenn gets for free at different trade shows and horse shows, and people send him stuff to test out or talk about. And he just puts it in his closet, and eventually he cleans out his closet with all of that cool stuff that he doesn't like because he's not a horse guy, you know, besides like his pony. And then he sends it to like you, and you win it. And it's always pretty awesome.
And then it becomes your box of crap. You deal with it. You do whatever you want. You can give it to whoever you want. But you get two entries. You get two submissions. You get two when you actually record your own ad. And that's what happened today with Holly.
Hi, guys. Holly Huddleston here from Oregon. I've got a really bad ad. No punctuation. Spelling is really good. From Tulsa, Oklahoma, Craigslist. 16-year-old very gentle broke quelding. Q-U-E-I-L-D-I-N-G. Quelding. Okay, here we go. I sell in my really broken classy gilding, Sig, I really hate to sell him but don't have time to give him the attention he needs, but he does everything you would want in a trailer parade horse, loads really well in any style trailer with an O, stands for farrier with an O-R, stands tight and bathes, has no buck, will ride bareback, double bareback or with just rope halter, price is fire at 900 cash, not a penny lower. This horse has been in my family since birth, so it is hard to part with him. If he gives serious, give me a call. At. That was hard. Woo. You guys make this look easy.
That's nice. I really don't know what you
I
just said.
No
any
either.
Of it.
All I know is you can only put them in a trailer with an O. So that's
I
what I got out
yeah.
Of it.
What does that mean?
I have
and
no
you
idea.
Know, I think they said it was hard to sell, but probably not that hard.
And that the price is fire. So
that's right. Price is fire.
You have the next one.
Oh, man. Okay. Debbie sent this one in. I noticed the next one and I'm scared. Loreen sent one in.
Yes, she did.
Nervous to see what she says because I kind of had some fun with her 2 weeks ago. All right. Gelding, $350. And this is in Zephyr Hills. Isn't that a bottle of water?
I think that's Georgia, isn't it? Zephyr Hills?
Zephyr Hills is south of us, Glenn.
Oh, it's in Florida. Oh, okay. Yes. No accent there.
Y'all in Florida, I don't know what y'all do.
We don't have an accent. We're everybody from everywhere. Yeah. None of us are born here.
That's what people with accents say, is we don't have an accent. Gelding, $350 in Zephyr Hills, Florida. There's not a lick of punctuation or capitalization in this. Super sweet gelding, no buck bite. Or rear, my kids can ride him by there. Self, he can ride in a saddle. Or bareback, he can ride with the lead rope halter. Or bit selling at no fault of his own, just don't have much time anymore. I'm starting a second job. He is 5 years old. And just what does that have to do with your second job? I'm starting a second job. He is 5 years old and just had feet done less than 3 weeks ago. He's a great little jumper. Also, my daughter jumps logs with him.
You know, it all is where you put the pause, isn't it?
You gotta really punctuate stuff, you guys. I can no buck bite or rear my kids.
I thought I had ADD. I can put a lot in one sentence that doesn't match each other, but this one's a record.
I mean, you go to like, my kids can, it just jumps over, and then you're starting a second job, and he's a great little jumper. And by the way, logs.
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 All right, let's see what Lorene had to say about you.
She didn't talk about me. She's reading an ad.
Hi, good morning. This is Lorene Barton. I'm going to read a really bad ad. And the ad is for a registered quarter horse mare, $350. And there is no punctuation.
What is it today?
I have to sell my AQHA mare. She is registered. Yes, I have papers. She is 14.3 hands, chestnut, beautiful mare. She's had several foals. I got her 3 months, so it says M-O space T-H-S ago. She was starved to death. I put her out in our field, and she's been gaining weight quick, and she's being fed a lot. I was told she was trained as a reining horse. I have not ridden her. I am 7 months pregnant. I have 2 children, 3 and 4. I do not have time. This mare is as sweet and laid back as they come. All I have done with her is bath her rice, her saddle her 4 times, no problems whatsoever. She is the sweetest mare. She has been wormed, probably needs teeth floated. She could still produce some foals or take her to the shows. I am asking $350. I need her sold ASAP. Please, no emails, text only. That's it. That's the ad. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. She's so sweet. The mare is so sweet. She's just so sweet. Get her the hell off my property.
Yeah, exactly. I'm 7 months pregnant. I'm grouchy, and I don't like this horse anymore.
Why would she need to tell us about her other 2 children and how old they are in an ad selling a horse?
Random stuff in ads. There's been a lot of random stuff in ads lately. I think that since we started this 10 years ago, the random stuff in ads has increased.
I'm starting a second job. I have a kid that's 7 and a kid that's 5.
And it didn't say they rode. It just said that she has kids. And that's why she's getting rid of the horse. And
kids.
I love how these people who have never ridden the horse, never ever ridden the horse, say it's going to be the most wonderful horse riding ever when it's, they've never ridden it.
And for that, they're asking a lot of money, $350.
Marissa sent the next one in. Wow, it's our trailer of the week, and it's a 1970s 28-foot gooseneck. This is a long metal steel gooseneck.
This thing weighs 350,000 pounds.
Pounds, at least. We'll need some of the floorboards replaced. Yeah, think? Bearing buddies on all four wheels. Bearing buddies on all four wheels. Solid frame, bearing buddies on all four wheels. Oh, we repeat that several times. We'll need tires or tire repair to move. No kidding. Clear title, please, because there is none. Please leave a number if interested. Thank you. This is one of those old metal steel trailers that's 80,000 feet long, and the tires are really buried up to the axles in the back. I think they're trying to say the bearings need work. I don't know what bearing buddies are. but.
There's just a lot of random windows in this, by the way, random windows that have no panes or anything in them besides, oh, on the right side, all of the windows are covered up with some sort of rotted plywood. It is not something that I would see. I would like, be like, wow, this is a really good fixer up. No, this needs to be scrapped.
You're definitely not pulling this sucker with a half ton pickup truck.
you need yourself
a ton dually to pull this baby.
$800? Good Lord.
Maybe to take the steel away. It's pretty bad. All right. Robin sent the next one in.
Waves is 8 to 9 year old half Arab mare. Was unhandled until last year. Needs experienced trainer. Looking for a full on project. The reality? Needs pasture / pen, buddy, or will pace constantly. Hot-blooded personality, can be marish, cow kicks with back, foot, leg handling, anxious and nervous, not overtly mean or aggressive, has had inconsistent groundwork, ties 90% of the time without pulling, has been in trailer a few times without issues, up to date on teeth, vaccinations, and worming, currently shod back, but feet have a lot of growing out to do. Has been saddled, set on twice, and bucked rider off both times. Now, this is my favorite line. This mare wants to trust and join up. PM if interested.
It wants to, but it's never done that. That's never happened.
You know, I mean, it ties 90% of the time, so you should be fine. Plus, it has trailered well at least once, but the rest of the times it was a disaster.
And it only cow kicks 10% of the time. But I got to tell you, that's 10%. You're going to be in the hospital. So
this is the kind of horse that you read when you read really badass, and I have like guest co-hosts and stuff. I'm like, this is one of the ones where you have to have no soul, because I literally want to help that horse. Like, yes, that's so sad to me.
I know, like, you do. The Monty Roberts comes out in you on those ads.
Oh my God. Just so you know, I'm like, the reason it bucks people off is because nobody's properly trained it ever, you know. But the soulless Friday really bad ads reader has to cleanse myself of that and realize, oh my God, those people are stupid.
And they're going to get killed. And you're going to get killed when you buy it. So there's that.
How much is it? I don't remember.
$900 for the horse that will kick your face in. Linda sent this one in. I don't know where it's from. With a heavy heart, Little War needs to find a new home. His name is Little War. Oh God. He has become a master of escape. Are you selling your horse, Jamie?
No, but this sounds like a mini. It's probably a mini.
He has become Little a master War. Of escape. He thinks he's a good. He thinks it. He's too good for hay, and he thinks he must have grass. Wiggles under the welded wire, pops skate panels off the hinges, and he is too freaking adorable. For Work's curly coat is too thick for hot wire to have any effect. Yes, I read that exactly as it was written. We fear he will either end up in the road or with the big horses, where he'll climb into the hay ring and be chewed on like a fuzzy Kong toy. Just picture this mini. He's pretty good with his feet. Friendly when... Does that mean he's good at kicking? I don't know.
Friendly, he's good with his feet. He'll get you.
That's right. He will get you. Friendly when it's is his idea or when you have food. Remember, he's halter broke once you remind him. He's very fast and agile. Little War is about 24 inches tall with a 17-hand-high personality, don't they?
Oh, I knew it was a mini.
He currently lives in Antigo, Wisconsin. Don't worry if you don't have a trailer. He's small enough he will fit in your minivan. So, there you go.
Gosh.
He's a 24-inch terror.
That's a new one to go underneath the gate and then stand up and it pops him off the hinges.
That's pretty good trick he's got there. He and Zeus would be totally terrors together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we always say that the name kind of matches the personality. So Little War apparently is appropriate for this one. Little War. Kelly sent this one in.
Hello. Here is a really bad ad. It is from the Minnesota Horses for Sale Under $500 Facebook group.
Oh, God.
This ad says, sorry, there are some caps in here, so just warning you. Not for beginners. Free to a handy home. He's a real cranky old ranch gelding, between 16 to 18 years. Not for beginners. He has bolted, and he is hell to catch. Once caught, he's a damn dream. Currently, we can't get within 10 feet of him without him bolting in the pasture. Reared and bolted on me last week while I was standing in the pasture with him and took a run across the highway and along the river for about 3 hours before we got him pushed into the fence. That was a long sentence. I got a lovely concussion out of the deal. He knows much more than he lets on. Owner doesn't want to send him to a sale barn, but that's where he'll be headed if someone doesn't want him. UTD on all vaccinations and current Coggins. Just had teeth floated about a month ago. Feet just trimmed. He prefers men. And has been aggressive toward me on the ground. In quotes. Or sorry, parentheses. Small statured woman. I love this horse and don't want to see him sent to slaughter.
Yeah, sure
I'm just
do.
Not fit to get him past his issues. I will be 100% honest about him. He's a jerk. Only PM if you are serious. Location, Halleck, Minnesota.
When you got a horse that's bolted for 3 hours, that is something.
I want to say, why on earth is there a Facebook page that advertises horses for under $500?
So there's a place to put like, this one. That's
there's what, a Facebook page for everything.
Everything, yeah. Are
oh
there Facebook
gosh.
Pages for the horses between 500 and 1,000 and then 1,000 and 2,000? And
this is a Facebook page, and I'm starting for horses that are $784. Only.
Thank you for that, Kelly. We appreciate it.
It is funny when I hear these read, I have to remind myself that those are not the people that wrote the ad.
I know.
It's really weird. And I wonder if people have been thinking I wrote all this crap all these years. Well, Michelle sent this one in. And this is from a Facebook page called Horses and Anything Related for Sale.
That's broad.
That is a broad. That's the complete opposite of the $784 horse. It's like the broadest thing ever. All right. This horse is for sale for $3,300. Oh, dear God. First sale.
Good luck.
First sale dot Honto 9-year-old Glending racehorse 16. Hands high apostrophe clean. Legs, no space, period. No space, reason for selling, owner passed away, no space, period. No space, asking $3,300 or best offer, phone. What? What's a honto?
I don't know what a honto is. Is it a kind of quarter horse or something? What's a Glending? So maybe it's a special breed because it is a Glending.
A honto Glending.
It's a honto
Glending. How do I not know what that is?
I don't know what's wrong with you, Jamie. You should know these things.
Honto Glending.
You look that up while Valerie does the next one.
Hi, Jamie and Glenn. I have a great little Facebook ad for a horse for sale in East Texas. East Texas is a gold mine for these. There's not really any punctuation, so bear with me.
What is it today?
Posting for a friend, .. He's wanting to sail this mare. She hasn't been rode on in a few years. She's going to need some work with an experienced rider, but she will let you brush her. I have washed her in the farrier, can work on her feet, but she just needs a tune-up on her riding skills. She's timid from time to time on who she's around. Of course, she used to me because I've been feeding and working with her when I can to tend to her needs. She would be a great horse for someone wanting to put the time and a little work that she needs to trust again for riding, .. He's asking 800 cash. As a side note, this looks like a sweet little chestnut mare, possibly a thoroughbred. Thanks.
Is it East Texas? That's close enough for me to go get.
What is it with the horses today? With or no punctuation on any of the ads and all the
horses. She put all
help.
Her punctuation in the same spot.
In the same spot.
..
That's right. She ran out of dots. What'd you find out about a hondo? By the way,
if you Google Honto Glending, yeah, it comes up as, did you mean Hontoon Landing? No, but I don't know what that is either. What's a Hontoon landing?
You know, we don't plan it this way, people. Every week we tend to have a trend of the ads, and it's just the way they're submitted. We don't, Jennifer doesn't pick them out and put them together because they're all alike. Then today it's been lack of punctuation and horses that need a lot of help.
That you feel sorry for. Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah. But you know what? You never see an ad for a horse that you're like, wow, that's a really bad ad, but it's a $25,000 horse. We just don't see those. You don't put those on Craigslist.
That's true. Yep. That's true. Those are on Dream
Horse. I mean,
that's
my astute observation there.
Those are on Dream Horse. Scott, send in the last one.
Hey, this is Scott in Virginia. It's been a while, but Marissa found me a couple of bad ads on Craigslist in Virginia that I had to submit. First one is one of them has a horse that they're looking for and they're shooting for the moon, and the other has a horse for sale and they're shooting for I don't even know. So, from Fredericksburg, Craigslist, looking for a gentle horse, $700, Spotsylvania, Virginia. In search of a gentle horse for my family to ride. Needs to be safe around kids. I have a few requirements. Needs to be 10 years or younger, $700 or lower, up-to-date shots and coggins. I don't care if rides Ether, English, or Western. Thanks for reading. And closes with a thumbs up. Good luck. And the other has a horse for sale. It is apparently a 2008 registered American single footer, $1,500 in Afton, Virginia, outside Charlottesville. Pictured delightfully along with a boat and trailer. Approximately 15 3-gelding, serious inquiries only. Yes, if you can ride a horse, you can ride him. Probably not a beginner's horse, just because he traveling speed may be a bit overwhelming with any type saddle or without. I have no idea if this horse is rideable or not, but there you have it. Horses to buy or sell or God knows.
Scott, you never disappoint. Thank you, Scott, never. For doing that. And thank you for Marissa for actually finding the ads for Scott to read. We appreciate that, too. That was it for Really Bad Ads for today. Thank you, everybody who submitted. I know not all of you got in. There are ads still floating out there, I am sure. We don't always get to all of them because we get so many. But you're still entered. You're still entered into the drawing for the box of crap at the end of the month, even if we don't use your ad. So keep them coming. Well, we are going to wrap it up for the weekend. We will see
I have a happy story. Do you want to
Oh, yeah. I forgot about my happy story ending already. I just started that Wednesday and already forgot about it.
Oh, I got to find it. Oh, no. I think I lost
it. And we didn't do what did we learn today?
What did you learn today?
I learned that New Jersey's not a sewer. Apparently, there's nice parts, too. So I learned that. And I learned that Marlene has a very nice kid who represents New Jersey very well and gets defensive when you pick on New Jersey. I learned that.
And you get to, if you get to be the New Jersey Horseman Chick of the Year, you get to wear like a sash.
Okay. Let's talk about that for a second. I wanted to talk about that after. It's equestrian of the year. Equestrian girls are tough. They do not want to wear sashes and tiaras. They want to wear riding boots and a cool hunt jacket. That's what they want to wear.
It's true.
Am I wrong?
That is definitely what
we
learned
today. She wasn't rodeo queen. I get it with the rodeo queen. She was New Jersey Equestrian of the Year. So, all right, I'm done. Go ahead.
Keep talking. I'm looking for this article. Hold on. Talk about what's coming up next week.
Next week, we have Jamie's here on Monday, and then we have the CHA on Tuesday. Wednesday, Jennifer and I are flying to Denver. We're going to be heading out for the WISA, which is the trade show out in Denver, and we're going to be getting a fill-in co-host on Wednesday. You'll be happy to know Sally's going to be here. Sally has filled in before, and apparently her and Jamie have a good time. So that's going to be happening. And then on Friday, we're going to have a special episode for you from WISA, where we're going to be bringing all kinds of new products. Like the ADA episode that we used to do all the time, we'll be bringing you a WISA episode. We'll be bringing you new products that are coming to the market. So that'll probably be out on Saturday. We'll be putting that out. And we're also taking a couple days while we're in Denver to head into the Rocky Mountains and do some hiking. So we're looking forward to that too. Did I talk long enough?
Yeah, I can't find it. Dang okay. it, I lost it. But there's a story of you know what? I'm going to save it for Monday because it's really, really good. As far as what I learned, I'm going to learn. I'm going to tell you guys that I learned. Yeah, New Jersey, not so bad. And while we were talking, I was like looking at New Jersey on the map, and there's some really beautiful coastline of New Jersey. And you can go to Google Earth and like click those images, and they're like 360.
Have you ever been to New Jersey?
No.
Really?
No. Yeah. Wait. Scratch that. I have been in New Jersey
Atlantic
like
City.
Three times. And they're all in the Newark airport where I was stuck yeah, for hours and hours.
Right. I don't think that counts. That doesn't count.
I learned that Carl Cook is a vegetarian.
Oh, that's true.
I did learn that.
He can cook. Yeah, and
I did.
He hasn't invited you for dinner yet. I've learned that too.
That's true. Nobody's called. And I learned that I blame my horse husbands before I should, maybe. So that's also what I learned. Don't blame Chad just because Baby Zara disappeared.
That's right. Apparently Baby Zara is a jumper.
Yeah.
So they're now now the horse husband's gonna have to pay the price, because the horse husband now is gonna have to go out and put the fifth strand at 5 feet.
I found the article.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, because we have time. Okay, check this out. Are you ready? Tissue alert. There's a 4-year-old little girl fighting cancer.
Let me get the tissues.
Get your tissues. And all she hoped for was to one day meet a horse. Well, the Candleleggers Childhood Cancer Family Alliance is a nonprofit organization in Houston, Texas, and they partnered with the Pin Oak Charity Horse Show to make her dream a reality. Pin Oak received a call saying, hey, we've got this girl. She might be too sick to come, but we're going to hopefully try to see if she can get to meet a horse. So Pin Oak called out to all of its people, hey, we've got a little girl who wants to meet a horse. Let's see if we can get like 20 horses to come line up. She's going to be in a car and they're going to drive down the road and maybe she'll get to pet one. When Aurelia arrived, instead of one horse, 70 horses were lined up with their owners holding them across the road. And some had even dressed up like little unicorns and stuff. So Aurelia reached through the car window to like nervously pet the first horse. And she got so excited that she felt strong enough to get out of the car. She pet and met almost all of the 70 horses, and she even got to sit on top of one at the end of the day. She also got to drive one at the end of the day.
A little mini. I saw the picture. It was so
cute. A little mini. And this is the most beautiful little 4-year-old angel you have ever seen. And they said it was supposed to be a 30-minute meet and greet with one horse, and she was there for an hour and a half with 70 horses. So I just wanted to thank all the Pin Oak Horse Show volunteers and the volunteers of the organization who makes wishes like that come true. And Aurelia heard, so she's Spanish, and Maria, just her mom, wanted to thank everybody. And Aurelia, I've added muchos caballos, many, many horses, lots of horses. And the little mini was dressed up with like a little unicorn horn. And it was just this beautiful story. So anyway, I just wanted to end the week on such a happy story, because horse people inherently, I know we make fun of them all the time and we pick on ourselves and we pick on each other, but that is just, the horse people have the biggest amount of compassion and the biggest hearts of people you can even imagine. So I just wanted to thank everybody for making Rayleigh's dreams come true. Love you guys. Spay neuter geld. Have
a good weekend. Now that your tissues are out, we're going to leave you blowing your nose at this. Thank you for remembering to do my bit, okay?
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Somebody had to do it.